The 27th of September 2021. My name is Luella and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1314. Let's get to it with today's topic, computer.
This podcast is sponsored by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. The Dell XPS Desktop 8940 is a great little desktop laptop for someone like me. It is an excellent addition to the ultra-portable laptops of the Dell's XPS series. Dell's premium XPS laptops, such as the 8940 and XPS, are attractive, small and perfect for confined spaces. You can configure the XPS Desktop 8940 to your performance needs, including video and photo editing, and gaming. It's all about flexibility, and with the 8940 you don't get a smaller Mac mini computer or one that's not so big that you lose a lot of floor space or desk space. The 8940 is a solid choice if you're looking for a small, attractive start with a modest configuration that can be built when your needs change. You will receive a special edition 2M.2 PCIe NVMe SSD and 2TB 7200 revolutions per minute hard drive for storage, and an open slot on top of the enclosure gives you space to add more. Tablet computer. A tablet is a portable handheld computer rather than a laptop. Instead of keyboard and mouse, tablets use a touch-sensitive screen for typing and navigating. Laptop. A battery-powered computer is a portable desktop that allows you to use a laptop anywhere. A desktop computer is designed to be installed on a desk and consists of a few different parts, including a computer case, a monitor, a keyboard and mouse. If you withdraw money from an ATM, scan in a grocery store or use a calculator, you will be using this type of computer. The second type of computers you may be familiar with are laptops, also called laptops. A computer is a machine that can be instructed to perform a sequence of arithmetic and logical operations through computer programming. A complete computer, including the hardware, operating system, main software and peripherals required for full operation, is called a computer system. Modern computers have the ability to follow a general set of operations called a program. That is, the computer is given a kind of instruction, and the computer processes it. A computer capable of performing a simple operation can be programmed to break down a more complicated operation into simpler steps it can perform. If a computer is programmed to perform an arithmetic operation, it takes longer if the computer ALU does not support the operation. A superscalar computer contains multiple ALUs, allowing it to process multiple commands simultaneously. One benefit of analog computation is that it is easier to design and build an analog computer to solve a single problem. Another advantage is that analog computers can represent and solve problems in real time, with the calculation running at the same speed as the system that models the calculation. The main disadvantage of analog computers is that analog representations are limited in accuracy to a few decimal places and through a few complex mechanisms, and universal devices are expensive and cannot be easily programmed. More powerful computers can perform more complex tasks, such as simulating nuclear weapons experiments or predicting the evolution of climate change. There is also the development of quantum computers, machines capable of handling a large number of calculations with quantum parallelism and are able to perform complex tasks. Details on computer architecture, software and theory can be found under computer science. You probably know that you use computers to type documents, send emails, play games and surf the internet. The hack began in March when malicious code sneaked into an update to SolarWinds software that monitors computer networks. There was no immediate indication that the attack would result in significant exploitation of the government's computer network.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Luella and this was episode 1314 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.